The House of Representatives is taking an unscheduled long weekend. They ended official business on the afternoon of April 1st and will return on Monday, April 7th. House Speaker Mike Johnson canceled votes for the week after suffering a defeat delivered by members of his own party. Johnson will now wait for the arrival of two new Republican representatives from Florida before restarting the House's legislative schedule. On Tuesday, nine Republicans joined with every Democrat to vote against a special rule that would have simultaneously defeated a measure to allow new parents in Congress to vote remotely and move forward bills critical to President Donald Trump's agenda. Let me just make this clear. That rule being brought down means that we can't have further action on the floor this week, Johnson told reporters. That means we will not be voting on the SAVE Act for election integrity. We will not be voting on the rogue judges who are attacking President Trump's agenda. We will not be taking down these terrible Biden policies with the CRA votes. All that was just wiped off the table. It's very unfortunate. Johnson needs reinforcements. The House balance of power is 218 Republicans to 213 Democrats. That means Republicans can only lose two of their own when trying to pass legislation on a party-line vote. To prevent an even narrower margin, Representative Elise Stefanik had to withdraw her nomination to be United Nations ambassador. So now they wait for the arrival of two new Republican representatives who won special elections Tuesday night. That will give them more wiggle room, but not much. Democrats are criticizing the majority party for not only ending the work week on a Tuesday, but doing it after leadership tried to sink a resolution to help young parents care for their infants, which the sponsors described as pro-family. Republicans are anti-family, so they lose an effort to try to silence expectant mothers and members of Congress who have just given birth. They lose that rule, and then they scramble out of town. I mean, what does that say? Representative Hakeem Jeffries said, "This is a party that continues to claim they have a mandate. You don't have a mandate to do a thing." Johnson is still bringing back the election and judicial reform bills, and the sponsors of the remote voting resolution say they plan on holding a vote on that as well. They'll have to wait until next week while everyone goes home.